I'm Phil Latzman.
Hi, I'm Navy Commander Brian Decker from Phoenix, Arizona, currently serving at Portsmouth Naval Shipyard in Kittery, Maine, providing the Navy the nation needs. I want to salute all the veterans in Phoenix and the Valley of the Sun and across America this Veterans Day. Thank you for your service and for defending freedom around the world.
As we honor those who served on this Veterans Day, a special focus now on some very special citizens here in Arizona, recently inducted into the state's Veterans Hall of Fame.
I mean, we came out here, I was stationed at Fort Huachuca, and at that time I couldn't even pronounce Huachuca, you know? It's like, my gosh.
Bob Conti came from upstate New York to what was a new world in Arizona back in the 1970s. It was right after his whole world changed while serving in the Army.
I fell 60-plus foot off a utility pole, and I was in pretty bad shape. It was interesting because they had to teach me how to walk all over again and everything else.
His father, a World War II vet, knew what he had to do.
I spent 3 months in the hospital, and they sent me home. And my dad says, "Get in the car, son." I says, "Where are we going?" He goes, "Don't worry. We're going to go someplace that's going to make you happy."
That place was the local chapter of Disabled American Veterans, and Bob Conti has been a member ever since, as a service officer at DAV, assisting fellow vets who've gone through similar tough times.
I mean, it's veterans helping veterans, and that's what it's all about. And as a service officer, we take care of everybody.
In fact, that seems to be a common trait among the 22 new members of Arizona's Vets Hall.
The terrain is different, but the combat situation is the same. And a lot of the guys don't understand that and don't know how to talk about it.
Larry Layton was an Army colonel who served for 28 years and now calls Sun City West his home. He devotes his time raising money for veterans charities while doing outreach in the community.
It's better if they do get out and find their peers that serve time together and talk to not only their counterparts, but us older guys too, because we're all part of the service and we can all relate.
Layton says he believes in service after service.
So I'm always trying to recruit veterans to get out and do something for their city, their communities, and pass on the knowledge that they have and that they learned in the service.
Also now enshrined in the Arizona Veterans Hall of Fame is Bruce Hamilton of Tucson, who found his calling on the streets, addressing a persistent crisis among those who serve.
We probably have about 220 so veterans probably on the streets every night down there now. And it's an ongoing problem. We are making strides in it every year. It's not getting any less. The problem is still there.
Hamilton, who is in the Navy and then the Arizona Army National Guard, says his post-service career helping homeless vets get back on their feet has meant even more.
I would tell you it's probably the most fulfilling experience of my life. The giving back that I'm doing right now is really from the heart and really from every one of us. It really means a lot to us to help these guys get off the streets and back into society and back into community.
And finally, we meet John Travis Burns of Phoenix.
I work in the areas of moral injury and veteran suicide.
Burns, who spent most of his life in Arizona, is a combat veteran, having served as an Army infantryman in the Gulf War. A few years ago, he began volunteering with the group Be Connected, a statewide initiative to help vets with post-traumatic stress disorder.
I've had my own experiences with suicidal ideation, suicidal thoughts, and what have you, so I'm familiar with the entire spectrum of what that's like to be in that space, and I would like to be able to help other veterans kind of find their way out of that.
Travis has also worked with the Phoenix VA Hospital's Mental Health Advocacy Council. He says he's just there to listen.
Does the listening help you too, to deal with all the things that you went through?
It does, because it helps me check myself to say that the experiences I had, the way that I feel, that I'm not crazy as well. So it's not so much what I do for veterans, it's what they do for me.
And there you have it. John Travis Burns, Bruce Hamilton, Larry Layton, and Bob Conti, four of the 22 new members of the 2019 class of the Arizona Veterans Hall of Fame.